It's Thursday, November 28, and with your news at 6 a.m., I am Leonard Witbian. Some political parties have voiced frustration over sporadic ballot paper shortages reported nationwide during yesterday's presidential and national assembly elections. Despite the challenges, thousands of citizens patiently queued to cast their votes in what could be a historic election, potentially ushering in the country's first woman president or other new leaders. Amid the slow voting process, many citizens found creative ways to stay engaged. Still on election matters, local Labour analyst Herbert Jauch advises citizens to thoroughly examine political parties' manifestos before casting their votes to prevent future disappointment.
The LPM talks about a developmental state and wants to hand over like housing delivery, for example, to local authorities. Then I looked in detail at the IPC. Now they have a different approach. They want to privatize basically everything. They take away land servicing. They want to take away from local authorities and hand it over by auction to private developer. They want to auction off the fishing quotas and even want to auction off to private sector, the water supply in the northern rivers. So this is almost a complete handing over of Namibia to the private developers. And that's where people who are concerned about unemployment and what the parties propose, they need to know that before making their choice. Otherwise, they think they might vote for change and what they end up could be worse.
In South Africa, the Good Party has warned of a looming environmental crisis in Cape Town following the suspension of discharge permits for wastewater treatment plants. They state this could lead to untreated sewage being released into rivers, lakes and coastal areas, worsening pollution and health risks. The party's Caden Argyll is calling for urgent action for both local and national government to address the situation before it escalates into a public health disaster.
Greenpoint, Camps Bay and Hout Bay have previously been allowed to pump a combined 41 million litres of sewage into the sea per day. Earlier this year, the city's water and sanitation treatment plants and pump stations received contravention notices for various infractions.
On the international front, Donald Trump's transition team says a number of the president-elect's nominees have been the target of violent threats. It comes as Mr. Trump finishes deciding who will serve in his cabinet, but before they're set to undergo confirmation from the United States Senate. With the report for us, is Mitch McCann.
In a statement, Donald Trump's transition team said several of President Trump's cabinet nominees and administration appointees were targeted in violent, un-American threats to their lives and those who live with them. It said the attacks ranged from bomb threats to swatting, which is when someone calls emergency services to someone else's home when in fact there is no emergency. The transition team says law enforcement and other authorities acted quickly to ensure the safety of those who were targeted. It comes amid reports from The Guardian that the administration plans to bypass the usual FBI background checks and vetting, which will only take place once the administration has its own officials installed in the bureau. Mr. Trump has now completed his cabinet picks, but there are still questions over whether all of them will be confirmed by the Senate, including people like Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Tulsi Gabbard, and Pete Hegseth. Mitch McCann, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.